quiet.
Okay, so this is the Shack meeting for April 19th, 2023. It is 6:09 p.m. and we're going to go ahead and get started. Miss Molly Shattuck should be here momentarily. I want to go ahead and go over a few things before Molly gets started. This will be the last meeting for this school year. We will be doing meetings next year. I want y'all to start thinking about if y'all want to continue being members. I really hope y'all do, and I really appreciate every one of y'all being members. If you decide that you do not want to be a member next year, please let me know. And if you have someone in mind or know someone that wants to be and you still want to be, that'd be great too. And we can let the board know and see what they say. The one topic that we do have on the agenda for next school year would be car seat safety. So just to keep that in mind. And does anyone have any questions for next school year?
No?
Okay. So Molly's going to be going over digital citizenship, social media safety, and cyberbullying. As always, we will have this meeting recorded, as usual. She's running a little bit behind because she accidentally went to the high school. It's okay, though. We're flexible. But hopefully we'll learn lots of good things on this meeting. And there's chips and drinks in the back if anyone wants anything while we patiently wait. I'm going to go see if she needs help with anything. This is Miss Molly Shattuck. You're good. Do you want something to drink?
I want something.
We do have drinks and chips as well.
Thank you for coming tonight.
Oh, thank you for having me. We came here. I can't remember when the last time I was here, but I know I've been trying to get here since December.
Yeah. I think the last time you came, you actually went through the high school. Mm-hmm. That's where we met last
time.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't think it looked familiar. So I got sick in January, or no, February with COVID when we were supposed to come.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we're glad to have you.
I'm sorry. It's embarrassing.
No, take your time.
Jogged a little. So
take your time.
So I was coming tonight to talk to y'all about the digital citizenship. Are y'all wanting to implement that at school? Are y'all just interested as a group?
What exactly is this?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And I printed out a few things that's on their website. Commonsense.org is the pretty much they're the oldest digital citizenship company. They're a nonprofit. There are so many aspects of digital citizenship. Using the computer, the digital devices, anything, the internet, that we just don't think about, that our kids need training in so that we can... I'm so out of breath, y'all. I'm so sorry. I gotta catch my breath before I can talk. Ever since I had COVID, I was just like, my breath is gone. And I jogged trying to get back in here, and I'm like, out of breath.
Mm-hmm.
sure if I could get on the thing. You don't have a cable to connect it.
I don't.
It's fine. No. It's fine.
Sorry.
I can just talk if I can ever catch up. And I pulled in over here, and I jumped the curve because I pulled in, and I thought y'all were all watching, and I'm like, oh my god. So, yeah. My breath. Okay. So I'm just going to talk to y'all like from as a parent. So probably like 2 years ago, my little girl was 11 going on 12 at the time. She's had a phone ever since she was six. She's the only child. If I didn't get her one, she'd be on mine all the time, and I had to be on it all the time. So I had to get her one. She had an iPad when she was two. And let's see, that's pretty much when Apple came out with their iPhone and all these apps and everything. So pretty much the kids that age, they're the guinea pigs for this. And common sense has been around that long, if not before. I think it was 2007, actually. They noticed, I know the first time I heard about them, a girl had befriended somebody on a social media app, one of the first basic ones, and he lured her out of the house and murdered her. And it was then that they started saying, okay, we've got to set something up for these, you know, just to tell people to be aware. And it has grown so much. If you get a chance, just go look at their website, commonsense.org, and it has a tab for parents, for educators, and for activists. So what I did a couple of years ago, I started noticing that my little girl was saying, so-and-so made fun of me because I put an emoji on my profile. And I'm like, what? What are all these problems with these kids? It's just ridiculous. So that's how I realized that they had this program. I started searching online, and it just opened my eyes up to all the different aspects that these kids. This is the way they socialize, and I'm not advocating that everyone get social media if you're 13. I don't let my little girl have all of them. She has a couple because I'm weak, and you know, she's like, please, I gotta have it. She just begs. So what we do is I went and I taught her the curriculum. I got my educator badge, and I taught her their curriculum, and it is so good, and it just teaches you to do it. You have a footprint, a digital footprint, and whatever you do is going to follow you potentially the rest of your life. It's going to affect your life. And they have a pledge that you only get online or on your phone certain hours a day. The average time for kids to be on their device, which normally it's a phone. If I say phone, I mean whatever, is 7.5 hours a day, and it just goes up every time they do it, the survey. And the same for parents is like 7 or 8 hours a day on average. That's average. I see a lot of faces out there. Y'all are looking at me like, do y'all believe that? Are y'all in that category? Or are you having any problems with your children and the devices? Really? Yeah. I have to say that I've had a problem with it before. I was on too much. So we kind of had to make a pledge as a family and say, we're not going to do this. I mean, everybody in the world just can't be on their phone all day, every day. It's ill productive. But it's really, and it's only going to get worse. It's not going to get better. And if we don't grab hold of it and follow somebody's curriculum, and I think they're the best because they've been around the longest. Google has actually done a digital citizenship kind of program, and I brought you a copy of that in case you wanted to look at it. Do y'all have anything at the school right now?
There's counseling stuff that kind of goes hand in hand with some of this, but as far as anything in particular that is followed school-wide, there's not necessarily over here. We kind of address when we need to address. I can't really speak for the high school and junior high what they use. I know that there is some counseling aspect with some of this stuff, but as far as the particular thing that they use, I don't really know.
So I'll just go ahead and tell you one of the the legislature actually passed a law that it has to be presented. I don't know if y'all knew that or not. It has to be in the curriculum for school. And I mean, they know that this is in development, so they're not going to come and say, you don't have any digital citizenship in your school. So it's kind of being developed right now, because this is only a year or two ago. It wasn't the last one, it's the one before that, actually. But
it's kind of been interwoven with like Red Ribbon Week stuff that kind of all is intertwined together.
Okay. Let me see. And I'll just kind of go down the list of everything that they teach in this curriculum. It's just some really, really good stuff that you know, you don't think about. They address six core topics: media balance and well-being. That's like, you know, don't be on your phone too long. Don't take, you know, listen to what these people say. It's not real. It's bullying and all that. Privacy and security. I don't think, and I'm pretty sure the statistics are that most Americans don't understand the violation of their privacy that happens on a daily basis all the time. You ever see that thing on your phone where it says we've prevented 70 websites from tracking you? Have you ever seen that? Yeah. That kind of thing, that's, you know, has to do with privacy. I guess they just want to know everything about us that they can know so that they can just win at everything. And y'all know this is a really big issue right now, especially with TikTok, Chinese, and that kind of thing. I don't want to get into all that, but scary stuff. Your digital footprint, your identity, you know, these kids think that that's a make-believe person they're portraying online, and it's not. It's them, and they need to know that that can follow you. They actually have a social media simulated app or something that the parents and the child can do it together to learn how to, you know, navigate in it. Because eventually they're going to get social media. And digital literacy, which is like the way that we understand all these different aspects of digital life, is something that's becoming the number one sought after skill, actually, in, you know, for employers. That's what they're looking for the most, because have you ever heard this, that every job has now become an IT job? Mm-hmm. I don't know if I've heard that before. I have. And not to say if you don't let your kid have social media, they're going to be behind or anything. But I know one little kid that my little girl is friends with who has actually, her parents did not let her have a phone, nothing at all until she was 13. And I can tell whenever I'm around them that she kind of is, you know, at a different stage than they are about certain things. So, I mean, I see it. That doesn't mean they're not going to learn, but it's just something to think about. Relationships and communication, cyberbullying, digital drama, and hate speech, and news and media literacy. And they just update every day, it seems like, and they have new materials coming out. And that's what I brought I printed out the most recent ones: how to help girls have healthier social media experiences, how do teen girls really feel about TikTok, and that's pretty much the same thing. TikTok, Instagram, and the impact of social media on their lives. Just things like that. And I brought you, and I can leave this with you, the Google program, which they pretty much, it's the same premise. 2021 is when they released theirs. And Common Sense has been doing this since 2007, like I said, and it's totally free. Everything is free. It's no charge for any of this. All the materials, they give you a clause that says you're allowed to use it and teach it and all that stuff. So, and it's not just going to take the whole day up either. I mean, the lessons are like 10, 15 minutes here or there, and it addresses those aspects. So that's really good. Do y'all have any questions, or have I sparked your interest about anything to do with the digital citizenship? No? You sparked interest? No questions? No? Okay. Okay, so y'all pretty much got the digital experience unlock. That's good. I still don't have an unlock, and I've been reading all this stuff for 2 years. It's just a mess, but I wish we had the luxury of a school sometimes. I love this little school. And y'all's shack meeting that I came to last time, it was the best one I've been to yet, so it was fun. It's fun. Y'all are a good group, and y'all should continue to come and do this work and support these kids. I basically just printed out some stuff, and I made you a book that you can have if you want to, like, show the teachers, that kind of thing. I know Jacksonville has a program. I want to say it's called EduHero. It's something weird like that, but they pay for it. Mm-hmm. And I don't really hear a lot about it, and I wish that they would switch over to Common Sense.
We have EduHero for the teachers.
Oh, okay. Wait, no, it's not that one. It's something different.
Edgenuity?
No. It's some kind of digital citizenship program, and I may have the name mixed up. Because they have several different platforms you can go on. I get mixed up on those, but I noticed that you're in the law enforcement here?
Yes, I'm the sheriff.
Oh, okay. Do you have a lot of crimes and stuff, internet crimes and digital crimes?
We have some solicitation occasionally, some other complaints like bullying.
Yeah.
I just saw this and thought I'd sit in.
Well, I'm sorry I didn't have a bigger presentation on it. I've kind of noticed that I'm not really getting through to some of the parents and the teachers at some of the meetings, and I'm like, I've got to change something because this is just so important. Mm-hmm. And we have got to get a hold of it before it gets a hold of us, you know. We've got to start now training these kids on how to behave online. We train them how to behave in the store when we go out in public. And there's just so many things you don't think of, and of course I can't think of them off the top of my head when I need to, but the privacy, sharing your passwords, it's always something. I'll hear my little girl say, oh, I'll just give my friend my password and she can do it for me, and I'm like, no ma'am, you cannot do that. What if y'all get in an argument and she shares everything on your social media, you know? She's like, we're not going to get in an argument. 13 years old.
What's that digital drama?
Yeah. It is very much alive. And the main thing is the laws about, you know, the Texas legislature saying that schools have to present some kind of curriculum. They want y'all to do everything, I'm telling you. It's just so much. I don't know how all these schools are going to comply, but it's a lot. And it's just, they make a pledge, and they start in kindergarten. It's kindergarten through 12th grade, and you can see all the different curriculum that they have, all the different lessons, how they progress, and they're very important stuff. And I'll just read a couple of examples just to kind of give you some insight. How do you stay safe when you visit a website or an app? That's for first graders. How do you stay safe when you visit a website? I don't know. Do y'all? I really don't. I guess use the Apple iPhone because it'll keep websites from tracking you. That was the only thing I can think of. I started reading these, you know, a couple of years ago, and I was like, I don't know. I have no idea. Second grade. Why is it important that we have a device-free moment in our lives? Pause for people is one they teach in kindergarten. Pause for people. That means when people are around you, put your phone down. And I started practicing that myself, and I didn't know that I was just, my mind was blown away because I didn't realize it before. I mean, to the extent that I do now. When people are around, put your phone down. And it's so easy now that you're, you know, mindful of it. And, you know, my little girl, she's mindful of it. Thank goodness. I wish they had like a class for all the kids to take. What kinds of information should I keep to myself when I use the internet? Let's see, third grade. How how do digital citizens take responsibility for themselves, their community, and the world? How can a strong password help protect your privacy? Let me get into the high school. What are the benefits and drawbacks of online tracking? How can you tell when an online relationship is risky? I mean, I'm saying I don't know because I haven't actually taken these lessons myself. My little girl's only up to eighth grade, sorry. And then even how can I make sure my relationships are healthy and positive? That gets into the whole healthy relationships stuff that y'all have to, you know, y'all are required to handle with them also. And, you know, if you can get the parents to also get involved in this, they can do this at home just like I did. It didn't cost me any money. Everything is free. I made my little girl start the kindergarten. she didn't think that was very much fun, but I was like, we're going to do everyone until we get to your age. And it has helped very much so, but it also has not in some different areas. There are still issues, but I feel like I'm better equipped to handle them.
How long does each grade course take?
It just depends. There's not really a real strict timeline. It just depends on the lesson that you pick to do. They have short lessons and then they have longer lessons. So, like, some of them, I normally tend to get, like, the 15 to 20-minute lessons just because of attention span and on both our parts. But there are longer ones, and they have so much material that you can also do this and that with the lesson. So, or you can choose not to. Like, if you don't want to watch the video necessarily, you don't have to.
Are there a lot of lessons per grade or just a handful?
Let's see. How many are, for example? I think they're different in when you get up in high school, but like these, like kindergarten's three different lessons. So, and you can choose to do multiple lessons on each topic. There's three topics for kindergarten, and you can choose the short version on the first one or the longer version and the printouts. The videos, you know, it's kind of up to you what you want to do and how long you want to make it. So, and then when we get on up into high school, 12 has 6 different topics that they cover. So, and they also have the, like I told you, that's the social media kind of, the social media simulator app kind of thing that they do for you, for the kids, and they have a whole privacy program on privacy. That's really what they have been lobbying for with the legislature, is the privacy of kids because of human trafficking, and you know, they're getting online, and that's how they're luring these kids in. And they're also, and you know, when I say they, you know, I mean the bad people. They're selling drugs online. And it just develops every day something new. And it's just, you'll check it and you'll be aware of something. And then a week later, you're like, I didn't even know about that. This is new. They're selling drugs online out in the open. So it's a crazy, crazy world. And it's just going to keep going. And it's just going to get worse. That's what I say, tell everybody. It's not going to stop. It's not going to go away. It's too late for that. It's just going to keep on developing and consuming everyone's time and energy. And it's not, I always say the bad stuff. This whole revolution is amazing and has potential. The benefits are just astronomical. I mean, we have access to all the information in the world now. When I was a kid, all we had was Encyclopedia Britannica. That is all we had in our parents. I mean, we can do anything, we can be anything, and that's the portal, but you have to use it responsibly. You have to know how to use it responsibly, and for your own good, and the community's good, and the good of the world. So, were there any other questions on any of it?
I had a question.
Okay.
So, digital citizenship in a
legislative mandate. So when they take these lessons, do they get a, per grade level, do they get a, like a completion or certificate?
Yes,
how
yes.
do they get their citizenship?
They can get a certificate. It's not anything like, you know, graded or anything like that yet. Uh-huh. They haven't got to that point. But, yeah, there's certificates at the end of your lesson.
It just says you completed that level.
Mm-hmm.
And so the goal is just to go on up and complete all the levels to get your full citizenship?
Well, no, you're considered a good digital citizen as long as you're participating in this.
Okay.
And we're going to learn how to be good digital citizens.
Okay.
And
as long as you're involved with the program.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
There's not any kind of nationally recognized
completion date or anything?
Not yet, that I know of.
Okay.
Anywhere else, but, you know, I'm sure that's, hopefully that's coming in the future.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody will take part and use the internet for good.
What are some of the best things that parents can do for the privacy of their children?
Educate yourself. CommonSense.org is a good site to go educate yourself on all these issues and the privacy issues. They have an entire privacy program in within that too. If you'll just click on all the links on the page, it's a very navigator friendly. You'll get lost in a black hole, and trust me. And but yeah, just educating yourself and just tell them the big ones, like don't share your password, make your password a little more difficult than, you know, just one word, do the letters and the symbols and all that. They just need to know how important it is and what the consequences are for not following that. I guess that's kind of what I had a hard time explaining to my daughter. She's at that point where she's like, my mom doesn't know anything. She doesn't know anything. And so she tends to just ignore me. And I have to say, listen to me. That's what I did about the password. I was like, don't share your password with anybody. She'd probably still share it. At least I told her. At least she heard me. I hope she did. She's actually pretty. Sometimes I say.
What are some of the biggest things that you've heard that parents and kids have taken away from digital citizenship?
Okay. You know, unfortunately, like I told y'all, I haven't really been able to get through to a lot of people. That's why I'm kind of thinking about changing my approach with it. But I will tell you this, there is a Facebook group. And one of my pet peeves is when people get on Facebook and talk negatively to somebody about them using too much social media or being online too much. You're online when you're saying all that, you know? It's just futile. But parenting in a tech world, it's a Facebook group. And I think there's, maybe like 20, 30,000 members. Y'all, it is horrifying. I warn you. Join it. Pace yourself with it. Don't read everything that's posted. It's horrifying. I'm just going to be honest with you.
Parenting in the tech world?
Parenting in a tech world. Porn. Porn is, it's just with these kids. The average age, now this was last year, it may have gone down. The average age for a child to see porn for the first time is 8 years old. My little girl was 8 years old when she saw something for the first time. It was not that bad, but it was still.
Commercials. You see things that we didn't see when we were kids. I mean, trying to explain to my the other day what's Peyronie's disease and what does that mean?
Stop watching TV.
And the Venus commercial, the shrub.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But the stuff that's online is just heartbreaking. But I read a lot of that on Parenting in a Tech World, the kids in the porn. It's just heartbreaking. But there's just so much stuff that can happen and does happen. And these parents get on there and they just beg people for help. They're like, what do I do? I don't know what to do. They'll just tell you all their business, just wanting help because they don't know their loss. They don't know what to do. And I try to get in there as much as I can and direct them towards this avenue
But, you know, 20,000-30,000 members, it's hard to keep up. But, and I hope that some of them, you know, found it and got some help with it all. Mm-hmm. But it's just scary.
So. How about cyberbullying? How can we help our kids with that?
And I guess I kind of, in my mind, I'm incorporating that with everything I'm talking about because it's so common. Like I told you, my little girl had put an emoji by her profile name. It was a basketball, but she doesn't play basketball at school, but she likes to play basketball at home with her dad, you know, just fooling around or whatever. She's not a big athlete. But another, some of the little girls were like, Rami has a basketball by her name, and she doesn't even play. And Rami was like, Mom, they were saying that I don't even play. I was like, who cares? Who cares? You know, I just teach her to have that mentality about it. Do what you want. You know, as long as it's not bad, do you. And if they don't like it, then oh well. Keep on moving. Don't take it down because they don't like it. Just, if that's what you want up there, put it up there. And you just got to be strong. I don't know what else to tell her. Just that, from that tiny little thing to some of the stories about the kids that have committed suicide because they were bullied relentlessly online. Mm-hmm. It's heartbreaking. It really is. I can't even tell those stories because I'm going to start crying up here. Mm-hmm. It's just too emotional. I can't imagine these poor families. Kids that are my daughter's age.
So what are they recommending us say to them to combat this, you know, that is inevitably going to happen?
And that's something else they address in here. I wish I could sum it up in an answer for you. Mm-hmm. I think all of these little lessons that they take build up to all that.
Okay.
Being resilient and knowing that, you know, just because somebody doesn't like something does not mean that there's something wrong with you, mm-hmm. or, you know, and if somebody is bullying you, you need to report it. You need to tell somebody, and it needs to be addressed. And I think that the schools are even, there was a law passed that the schools can discipline, even if it didn't happen on school grounds, even if it happened at an event or a sporting event or something, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, they can still discipline for cyberbullying. And hopefully, do y'all address much of that?
At this level, we've not had to a lot because I'm pre-K 6 over here. We have had kids transfer in here from other districts because they were having that problem at other schools, and they needed a fresh start, so we kind of had to address it with them because
it's... So their option was just to move schools?
No, I think that they just decided it wasn't a good fit for them because there were some other things going on with it, but it kind of spiraled from the beginning of the cyber situation.
Yeah.
So that's usually how we have to deal with it, but not a lot here per se yet, but I came from another district where it was, so I've seen both sides.
And just getting a hold of your kid and directing them into having the mentality that this is not real life, and just teaching them how to handle that kind
of thing. Careful what they share, what they take pictures of. Dropbox is dangerous because you can send it, if they're all in the same room, it's very easy to drop a picture, a message, a screenshot of some text, and the whole room get it. They need to be very aware of what they're sharing.
Most definitely. It's actually a crime to share a nude photo, and it happens all the time. It's a thing. And my little girl's in middle school, and she tells me about it. To share a nude photo of a minor with another minor or with an adult, it's against the law, you know, period. And there was actually a couple of kids that they broke up and the boy shared her nude photo on Snapchat. Well, they were in the courthouse shortly after that happened. And I don't know what was done because, you know, that's private, I guess, but it's, you know, I think up to 1 year in jail and a fine if you're caught convicted doing that. Even if you're a minor sharing it with another minor.
drop on an iPhone.
Yeah. I don't even use that.
Dropbox. Dropbox is where you can send any picture, any document, anything. It's easier on iPhone to use AirDrop. You know, if you have a bunch of stuff that you need to send to somebody and they're right beside you, you can just kind of sync your phones up and it immediately goes to their documents. And I have heard, not experienced it myself, situations where boy and girl decide they're going to bust up and then this one's mad at this one and that one's mad at this one and all of a sudden we're sharing everybody's personal business via AirDrop to anybody that was close enough. So it can get very ugly, very fast.
Anybody has their Bluetooth on around you? Another iPhone
so
user?
You don't even have to have
a you just have to say, do you accept?
Contact
and it pops up a message on your phone. The such and such is going to AirDrop you something. Yep. Do you accept? And it's a yes or a no, and then it's right there in your photos.
So if that's into that, is there AirDropping to, like, viruses or get stuff from your phone?
Not to take it. They have to want to send it to you, and you have to accept to get it. Because I've used it before whenever we've been at situations where we were taking a lot of pictures, not even them for social media, and instead of them texting one picture at a time, you can AirDrop a big bunch of things to somebody if they're close enough to you, and then they're like, oh, let me just AirDrop it to you. But there have been ways that kids have used that negatively. Not around here and not in my personal experience, but I have read and heard that that has been an issue other places.
I don't want to turn that off on mine, but your Bluetooth is still on. I guess that could potentially risk.
I think you can turn that option off.
Yeah, but I forget because I want my music to play when I get my car.
I think you can turn the AirDrop feature off, though,
really?
But not your Bluetooth.
Okay.
Hold on.
I got Android.
And I have a bunch of stuff for statistics. I was actually wrong a while ago. It's 9 hours is the average time for teens' average daily media use. And this Common Sense Media, they do all of these studies and compile all of these results. They're very good at doing the studies. Does she need to fill that in?
Yeah, so you can turn it off.
Tweens is 6 hours. Teens is 9.
And this is media. This isn't live.
On their phone, on the internet.
On the internet.
In some way, whether it's social media, a game, whatever.
Which
and they are chatting and talking in all these apps. And there's new apps that pop up every day that I've never heard of. You think you got all down? Next month, they're going to be totally different. Can't keep up. They're sneaky. They sneak. And these companies know these kids want to know how to get past everything, and they tell them. So they'll use their app.
They managed to put something on phones and tablets now that, like, the child cannot just download anything.
Yeah,
like,
you got to put a password. You got parent lock it.
Oh, yeah.
Password
if you have the Apple iPhone, I don't know about an Android. Did they do that on the Android? You can have
I don't
password.
Know. We're only Apple
people. Yeah, me too. Apple owns me.
I have that on
Apple.
You can't download nothing.
And Verizon.
Is it like it's part of the phone?
And then you can do a two-factor authentication on those things too, where they even if they know the password, it'll still make it go to the parent's email address and agree that they can do that.
It'll pop up as a notification. It's like, so-and-so tried to purchase this. Yes,
I know how to get around
I have that in the family thing. A little notification pops up, even if he puts the password in,
because
he knows it. But it's still, he needs my eyeballs for the face recognition on my phone.
And also, I was wanting to mention the and he may be familiar with the Texas School Safety Center. Oh man, they've really got a lot of good work. Have y'all ever
used
that? Okay. They have a whole social media guide, and they have really good stuff on there. See, I mean, I could talk about all these different social medias, but they're going to change. Snapchat, that one's going to stay around, I guess. TikTok.
Yeah, that one's on TikTok, and I won't let him. But then everything, it shares, it cross-shares.
Yeah.
He can watch YouTube, so they have TikTok Reels. I'm like, how'd you see that? It's on YouTube.
I know, And it's funny because I'll hear, I did not want my little girl using TikTok. I said, no TikTok, you can have this one and this one, but not that one.
And then another parent will be like, well, I don't let her have Snapchat, but she can have TikTok and this. And I'm like, they're all the same. They're all the same.
Mm-hmm.
And well, maybe TikTok is a little different, but I don't know. Who knows?
Tanner, my son, he's 9. And he has Kids Messenger, and it lets you press record and send a little short video to whoever, but it's only people that I've allowed him access to. Well, evidently there's a feature where you can record something and send it to everyone all at one time. Well, he sent a video, he had his shirt off, so it was like right at his elbow and up, and he was talking and just trying to send a message to his dad, but he sent it to everyone, and he almost lost it because people saw him without his shirt on, even though it was here.
He was probably traumatized over that.
And I was like, you know what? It could have been a whole lot worse.
Yeah, oh yeah.
But I
could tell you stories of people.
I think he sent it to everyone because I didn't get that one because he messages me all the time.
I managed to delete some of them before everyone saw them. But yeah.
May God bless his heart.
Poor guy, the preacher was like, I don't think I'll be seeing you tomorrow, buddy. Because that was part of the message. It's like, yeah, that was supposed to just go to study.
Oh, it's just crazy out there. So, you know, all these different stories we've told, and just you can just see how many we're people are going to get into some stuff. There's so much stuff out there. And so you can see why there's a reason for all these little lessons. And I hope they continue to develop it. It's really got a lot of good stuff on there. On that website. So I hope y'all look at it and I hope y'all start using some of the information. It's a lot of information. You can't do it all in one day. Just kind of start here and there, checking it out. And the Texas School Safety Center, that's good too. And Google's too. I'm not trying to force everybody to go through this route. I just think that they're the best in my own opinion. And they are certainly the more senior.
Mr. Flores, is there anything major that you've been seeing lately with the kiddos, with cyber issues?
Just a whole lot of trading of photos that are inappropriate. That's a thing. And it just is a thing now.
Mm-hmm.
I think if I had teenage kids again, I'd get them a phone and then I'd take some sandpaper and scrape that thing right off of there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's good.
That's one way to
do it. I never really thought about that. Mm-hmm. See? Wealth and knowledge. Do you have anything else that you thought of that you want to share with us?
No, I just came to listen and see.
Okay.
You never know what you pick up. There's so many different things that we deal with every day.
So we can hear it from law enforcement. When you have a case like that, what do you end up doing?
If it meets the criteria of the elements of an offense, we forward everything to the juvenile probation authorities. If it's juvenile, we'll juvenile. And if there's any adult involved, it goes to the DA's office.
Mm-hmm.
We don't cherry pick. If we have admissible, relevant evidence that supports a criminal offense, we have to turn it over to them and we let them make the decision about how it's handled.
Mm-hmm. Curiosity, what's the youngest child that you've had to deal with?
Things don't usually fall on my desk unless there's something really odd. And it's unfortunate that in this day and age, having a single digit child, you know, 9 or 8, 9, something like that, maybe trading with another kid is not that odd.
Yeah.
It's just because they grow up. I was listening to her say, my granddaughter right now, she's not quite 4, and she's had a tablet with a lot of restrictions on it because you can buy software and you can just allow them to.
Mm-hmm.
She looks at hours of Cocoa Melon, but we can't see much more than that on her tablet. But they grow up with them, so they become very, very accustomed to them. And as they grow older and have access to more devices that may not have restrictions, they might be tempted to engage in activity that they hear about at school or from others, particularly older kids. So I think it's just training them and teaching the habits from a very, very early age about appropriate levels and restrictions and, you know, do's and don'ts and
Do you hear the, well, I just didn't know from parents a lot?
I didn't think my kid would do that, right? We can't discount peer pressure and communication. I didn't know that they, or I didn't think they would be exposed to that. They are, you know, they may be talking to a kid in China. I don't know how far this thing will reach. It's no longer just neighborhoods. Our neighborhoods are universal now, you know, international.
And these kids are doing these things at such younger ages where
they seem to be getting more sophisticated. You know, so I spend a lot of time on digital media, and I have three shifts a day. I'm managing the jail and dispatch and other things remotely in the evenings and communicating with supervisors all the time. So kids are out there doing stuff, and they're very sophisticated. I happened to be looking at a social media the other day, just comparing prom dresses from the 50s to today. I said, oh, my God, you know, when did we start dressing that way? My kids are in their 30s, so I haven't really paid attention to prom dresses in a few years.
Well, I feel like there's so many, I don't want to say bad people, but they're taking what should be good things and making it very bad. My son is very into Legos. We ban YouTube. YouTube is not allowed. But if we are all present, he can watch. He really likes to watch these influencers or these other people build Legos, and he is like a master. I mean, it's great, and I think Legos are great. It's, you know, dexterity, it's hand-eye coordination. It teaches some really great things. It makes him use his mind, be creative. But we're watching that video, and basically they're building like a battle scene, which isn't abnormal for an 8-year-old boy, right? And they're talking about doing something, and I kind of caught on a little bit, and I was like, they're like saying Russian roulette, basically. And then the guy says, you want to make it real fun, you get a real gun.
I've seen one and of those things that were exposed
this
before.
Was totally appropriate and just flipped.
Yes.
And all three of my kids heard that. And I like so freaked out, and I was like, oh my God.
And thank God you were monitoring it.
Such a prospective parent. And then they watched that with me. And I mean, like, one of my friends was just telling me there's a new one out there called Omegle, O-M-E-G-L-E.
Yep.
All you have to click is that you're 18. That's it. Are you 18? Click. You don't put in your birthday, you don't do anything. And you're immediately in a chat room with adults.
Mm-hmm. Video chat up there.
Yeah, video chat.
You've heard of it?
I've
not.
Yeah. And I mean, we don't allow it. We don't have phones.
I could be in June. You gotta be strong.
It's gonna come. I mean, they just know when they turn 15, they get one.
Yeah.
But, and I hope that I can last out. You know, I hope that we can do it. But, I just, I'll have to quit my job to haul them around.
These parents are just all day long, they're monitoring everything. They got the bark and the, it's like, you can't do that every day of your life. It's like a whole new job for you every day.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I was monitoring. You know, it wasn't, hey, y'all go. Mm-hmm. I was monitoring, and it just crushed me. I was like, okay, well, we lost, unfortunately, you didn't do anything wrong, but we lost those privileges indefinitely.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, I can and, you know, you asked if parents act like they didn't know or whatever. I'll tell you my little story. Whenever I found out that my little girl's phone had access to porn video, and it wasn't anything really, really bad, but there was some nudity. I think it was like a girl. Just anyway. And I knew that it was her. She told me it was her and these two other girls. So I was just shaking. I didn't know what to do. I was like, oh my gosh. I was just, you know, calling on the phone, and I called one of the little girl's moms, and she was like, hi, Molly. And I was like, girl, I sit down. I just got to tell you something. My voice was shaking. I was almost crying. And she just started laughing. She's like, oh, I don't think that was Brendan. No, that wasn't Brendan. Oh, I said her name. I'm so sorry. Forget I said that. She said, I don't think that was her. No, you have the wrong person. Good luck to you. Okay, bye-bye. Bye-bye. She called me the next day bawling. I was like, girl, I told you they have access. so we had to do damage control or whatever, but I just was like, she really thinks that, you know, her kid wasn't capable of that. Mm-hmm. And then the very next day, which is kind of ironic. But I could tell you a whole bunch of other stories. Anyway, that concludes our little talk. Do you want me to leave you any of these materials?
I'm sure.
Okay.
Do you need me to make copies of it?
No, I have copies of everything. Okay. This was the extra one that I had. Okay. So let me just take out my stuff that I stuck in here. And I kind of wrote on some of the stuff. Just, hey, note this. Please go check it out, and I hope that it helps, and or one of them help, or you find what works for you. And also check out the Parenting in a Tech World of the group on Facebook, and just limit your experience. You don't want to read it every day. I have to hide them sometimes.
So it's all of them for us?
We'll keep this whole bathroom. Oh, see, you already put that in there, but you can just keep that extra. Email me.
Is it one?
It looks like
there's a bunch.
How many members is it? 316,000. Excuse me. I said 30,000.
Wow.
Just read there first. The first one that pops up.
And
luckily, I have not had a really, really bad experience. Like some of these people say, thank God. But, you know, it's. I mean, I'm sure.
But you start reading, like, you're not having any technology. You got to tell your teacher no.
And this avenue of dealing with it is the only thing that I've seen that's positive and possibly can help, honestly. Mm-hmm. I don't know what else. I didn't know what else to do. And it has helped. It hadn't solved all my problems or all her problems, but it's helped. Mm-hmm.
The sad thing is, a lot of digital stuff is you read it yourself rather than watching someone else read it. So 90% of what we portray is not the words themselves. So if we're reading what someone texts us, it's our own mind putting their facial features together and their tone of voice. So it could be portrayed totally the wrong way because it's in their own head.
My mom is always grabbing at me over text. Anything she says is a cry. She's chewing me out. How are you? Why are you chewing me out?
Well, I'm going to go ahead and stop the recording.
Yeah, oh, that's a lot. And this is y'all's last meeting for the year. Did y'all have four this year?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. How many are just parents, not school members?